The period requested with the number of supply teachers, we actually had 231 authorised bookings out of the 2021 register. With regards to cleansing of the database, OHR carry out a termly check to identify those who haven't worked in the previous 12 months and make them inactive on the system. However, due to our need for additional supply teachers to help support during any COVID outbreak, we didn't carry out that. However, anybody who's applied to go on the supply list will go through an interview process to assess suitability for the position as a supply teacher. Supply teachers as well, due to the system that's in place that works two ways, they can make themselves inactive at any time and only make themselves available when they wish.
It's been suggested that many people go into the register automatically once they retire, and it's a way to enter the adult teaching profession. Is there any actual assessment of the number of people on the register who are inactive? In terms of that previous answer, we found out in 2020, half the people on the register weren't actually going into schools. Is that looked at in terms of why they're there and are they actually available?
Actually, it's been really helpful that the Honourable Member has asked this question. Personally, just to make somebody inactive and not have a conversation with them and establish why they're inactive, or, you know, it could be for many reasons, but I do think we need to keep the dialogue open and make sure we've got as many supply teachers available at all times to education. So I will be looking into that and reviewing the process to make sure it is a continuum, and also to make sure obviously your concerns with regards to checks ongoing, that is key, and we do need to make sure that that is part of that process.